Kurt Nemo's got a story up on Infowars.com and GCNlive.com. Iran attack moves forward. Iran permitted the U.S. and Israel to score a propaganda victory Monday when it refused to allow two International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors entry into the country for an inspection of its nuclear program. And it's now being used by the former head of Mossad to call for a preemptive strike with nukes on Iran. That's what the rest of the Israeli government's calling for. And a U.S.-Israeli fleet is now off the coast of Iran. And Israeli papers are saying that they're preparing to start boarding Iranian ships and stopping goods going into the country, which is an act of war. So this could flare up today, a week from now, or a year from now. But it's definitely on the front burner. And this is so serious. But going back to Alan Watt, we'll talk more about that throughout the hour. Researcher, author Alan Watt. Alan, I was asking you the question of why are they so out in the open now? I mean, they've really shifted from admitting things more and more a few years ago, but spinning it to just, yeah, the CIA fake bin Laden videos in the Washington Post. Yeah, the government's growing the opium and shipping it in. What's the big deal? I mean, what is that tactic, Alan Watt?
Part of it is a tactic of the creation of apathy within the general populace. When you're changing or shifting gears from one system to another, and you're destroying all the old, and you're increasing prices, you've got massive unemployment rates, all of that kind of stuff, you give them a kind of schizoid society, again, through all media, where on the one hand, you turn on the television and things seem quite normal. There's your favorite old shows and everything's okay. And then you hear your schizophrenic news mixed with Hollywood and so on. So all the horror that you're seeing as the drones hit the wrong villages in Pakistan, kill people, is mixed up with the latest boob job in some Hollywood bimbo. Everything becomes surrealistic, and at the same time, they hammer you with a new system, the ideas that subconsciously penetrate you that you're going into or you are into a new system, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's a creation of apathy mixed up with surrealism. It's a scientific technique, actually, intense, very advanced psychological warfare on a grand scale, and it's done through repetition. We've been going through it for quite a few years
now. It's learned helplessness. It's confusing people. Never in an old tribal situation 5,000 years ago would you see happy bimbos cut into children dying, and so it's not normal. And so they're literally searing our neurons and programming us where we're a bunch of gibbering idiots and just can't even respond to real human activity as they reduce the language down where it's impossible now. I mean, I see people at grocery stores and the mall and the street, even well-to-do people, who literally cannot hold a conversation. I mean, they have been turned into suboid slaves.
They have. It's linguistic minimalism, so you cannot express ideas of even frustration, never mind let's get ready for revolution. And Orwell went through that whole technique very, very well indeed. You cannot express a thought to another person or a coherent idea or a plan, and therefore nothing can come against those who are ruling you. It's very advanced psychological warfare, but Bertrand Russell and others said we have to create apathy amongst the public during this phase. That's what you've got to an extent as a form of apathy. It makes people feel powerless. What can you do is the only thing that they can possibly say. What can you do? Oh, well. And everyone, again, is tied into a system as we're trained to, like little animals, to work for this thing called money that keeps becoming more diluted like water, and everybody's afraid to lose the little bit that they have already, even though those who are the top are bringing you into a system that where you will be given ration cards and you will be given so many credits for being a good boy or a good girl, and you might buy that new iPod or whatever it happens to be.
That's right. That's the secret. They get you roped in to the casino. They get you roped into Wall Street. They get you roped into the pension, roped into Social Security, roped into the system on your smaller and smaller island, like Howard Beale says. Just leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my steel-belted radials, and I'll leave you alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm a human being. My life has value. I don't know what all the answers are. I just know first you've got to get mad. You've got to break your conditioning. You've got to see how they've incrementally lowered us into this morass of evil and dehumanization. You've got to break your conditioning and awaken out of it. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live again. Thank you so much for joining us today. Alan Watt, author, researcher, is our guest. CuttingThemAtrix.com is his website. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we were discussing before the break the mind control, the way that they have Geraldo Rivera with the Marine Corps colonel admitting that our forces helped grow the opium. And CIA aircraft are constantly caught with cocaine and heroin on board, and it's an open secret and came out congressional hearings. The government ships the drugs in. But now they just come out and admit they're growing it, and they come out and admit the CIA is putting out fake bin Laden videos. And they use the exact same replay of propaganda about Iran having nukes, just like Iraq supposedly did. And it comes out that Rahm Emanuel in mainstream, you know, NBC, was getting kickbacks with Blagojevich, and that BP was paying illegally for his apartment, and no one gets in trouble. And it's just setting the precedent that, yes, it's just like a pimp breaks a prostitute. He gets her, he beats her up, and they have that HBO special about pimps, and they say, what do you pay your whores? I pay her nothing. And she likes it. Maybe I give her some fried chicken every once in a while. And there was a case we talked about in that same documentary where the prostitute's been hit by a car. She's almost dead. And her mother's there going, oh, my baby, and the pimp comes in all arrogantly. And she says, oh, baby, I'm going to get back up for you. I'm going to get back off the out of this bed. I'm going to make you that money, baby. I'm going to do everything I can for you. And he's like, that's right. You better. And the woman just grovels. And I don't know what it is about the psyche, but many women, you know, they like the bad guy in high school. I didn't know to a certain extent I was seen as the bad guy. But the point is that really the bad guy. And there's an expanded significance to that today where there's just we took trillions, Congress, the Federal Reserve says, we're not going to tell you where it is. And it comes out in the Chicago Tribune that DynCorp and Halliburton have been caught running giant child kidnapping rings and nobody gets in trouble. And it comes out that all of this is happening. And it's incredible. What do you call that scenario that I call the pimp game? I mean, how would you quantify that in Alan Watt terminology, Alan?
It's part of getting the public used to a form of lawlessness across the board in society. It's easier to control a society in a feudalistic fashion when the big boys come in with the black goons, the black bag goons and soldiers. It's easy to control them when they're already living in apparently a corrupt society where you have payoffs for everything and anything that you actually need even to basically survive day to day. In other words, there's no law and order on the bottom level, technically, and society itself becomes corrupted. They have to become corrupted to survive.
And as corrupt globalists, their carbon taxes that they admit will be on families won't be allowed to live in a home by themselves. Everything will be dormitories. There'll be a one-child policy. They're now announcing it. If you can have a factory, a business, a job, everything is up to government, and then it can selectively enforce it. And then it's the new superclass where, hey, honey, you want to be able to have a job? You want to be able to have a hamburger stand? You look pretty good. You've got to serve my troops. This is what bondage means.
It does. And also, as I say, they need this Gulf tragedy to bring in the carbon taxes. They've already been trading them, as I say, for 4 or 5 years in the EU. The European Parliament gave out millions of dollars or euros worth of free carbon credits for them to trade. They're already making profits off them. Lord Rothschild's with Al Gore, his bank in Switzerland has been agreed. That's where all the carbon taxes for the entire world has to go through. They're not going to back off, you understand. I've set this up for the last few years, and everything counts on it. So they need to, and they will make whatever it takes to happen to get it rammed through until we're living in utter poverty and paying all. See, it's also a substitute, too, for consumerism. You'll find that everything that you earn will be getting paid back in fees and taxes, and there'll be very little left to live on at the bottom. And that's the substitute for a consumerist society. That's definitely part of their agenda.
And they admit that that's their agenda, is to bankrupt everyone. But the good news is, as you said, their carbon tax is in trouble. Their wars are in trouble. Their agenda on every front is in trouble. And that's why the FCC in the U.S. has now announced the Australian-style plan, a black box in the home that both spies on you and regulates what you can watch. I didn't even expect for them to come out this bold, this early, and to actually have it in newspapers in the U.S. almost as an aside of, we're going to track everything you're doing, and yeah, Google's driving around for the NSA, listening to everything you do illegally, and that's just the way it is. And, yeah, we're going to start shutting down freedom of speech in America. We're going to bring the Fairness Doctrine back to talk radio. They are really desperate. This shows, because from what I've studied, they believe we wouldn't wake up this much. They believe they could use the web, that we'd only care about LeBron James and football and basketball and Tiger Woods, and we wouldn't use the web as a tool against them. Now they see that we have used it. And as Jay Rockefeller said in the Senate hearing, we would have been better never inventing the Internet. So they've clearly made the decision to start shutting it off. And it appears they're going with a bold, quick way to do it. I don't see that going well for them, Alan.
It depends. It hangs really on the U.S. See, most countries have gone through generations of financial depression, like Britain, for instance. Also, they've been overrun by immigrants by design. Tony Blair's aide admitted that in the newspapers, that Tony Blair said that he was going to open the gates of immigration so wide in Britain with the most diverse cultures, that any semblance of a British identity would be lost and could never be regained forever. That has happened there. So people are apathetic. Many of the immigrants came from countries where there is no democracy as such, and they accept a new totalitarian regime where you do what you're told quite naturally. That's what they're trying to do in the States as well right now. So it depends on how many people within the United States still has enough gumption to stand up and literally by any and all means say, no, we're not going to be your servants and your serfs, and do something about it. It's coming down to that. If it doesn't happen, then you will go into an even more apathetic state as everyone scrapes to get by, to live and survive, and people become more afraid to even speak about anything that's happening.
Well, here's an example of that. The New York Daily News is reporting what sheriffs have told us for 5 years. Mexican drug cartels threaten to harm U.S. police officers who bust drug shipments while off duty. They're already killing cops all over. And so we knew 5 years ago from our sources in the DEA and others that they were training Los Zetas to start killing American cops, and that the New World Order was going to use Mexican muscle to start running mafia tactics. And because there's the language barrier, the average American would allow this to creep up on them. And now this has been done, and here it is in the New York Daily News. I mean, we are really going under a total mafia government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is a style like that. You've also got a terrible problem, too. As society gets more and more degraded and they lose their morality, they lose their ability to all have a common idea of the rights and wrongs within that society. You have a massive problem with cops on the take in all the big cities.
But if you won't take the take, they threaten to kill your family. I mean, mm-hmm. and the feds are covering this up and funded this. The CIA is running this. This is the death of America.
It is, actually. It is. And as I say, the U.S. is the only country left, in fact, it's the only country that had an idea of personal freedoms and liberties and so on. No other countries had that. So it all hinges on what happens within America. If they succumb to it quietly, then it's all over. If they make a real ruckus about it and become very adamant and staunch and firm, immovable in their demands, then they may be listened to. And even then, the big boys at the top, who are not stupid whatsoever, will try and find ways around it. It really is that serious, Alex. Within the next 5 years, you won't recognize society at all if it goes any further, because they've laid out their agenda to the totalitarian system that's planned here, a new serfdom, ration cards eventually will be introduced.
They've announced that under the carbon tax, no matter how much money you've got, you're going to have the ration cards, mm-hmm. and then the black market controlled by the government. I mean, it is just racket on top of racket on top of yep. racket with the set goal of bankrupting everyone, and then they just feed us the culture-killing sludge that's on TV to turn us all into monkeys.
Yes, and also, too, and this rationing is coming along, they already have a form of this for the wealthy elite themselves and those who get into politics. You get access to true natural food and organically grown food that it doesn't even come in contact with the sprayed skies, the chemtrails. They get access to this. And so the goody two-shoes ones will get access to the better rationing. The rest of us will die off with the Monsanto GMO and heavily toxically sprayed stuff. So that's part of the agenda as they take down society and the numbers within our societies.
And then meanwhile, every day, new major government, industry, university, medical center reports, every GMO food has the side effect, no, that's the main effect, of sterilizing, hurting the rats within three generations. They're totally sterile, hair growing out of their mouths, deformed. We see fetal birth weights way down. Fetal birth rates are way up in the United States. The honeybees are dying from it. It's working like a charm. I mean, this is the most psychopathic nightmare system. And the public's defenseless because all they care about is football, baseball, Hollywood gossip, and drinking their sodium fluoride and... Those of us that are awake are being listed as terrorists, and the borders are imploding. I mean, it is just, and now they're getting ready for World War III. Your phone call's coming up next with Alan Watts. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Once was a land where the people were very, very free. Energy was cheap and prosperity filled the land. This made some grown-ups very angry, and they wanted to take away our freedoms. So they created a mythical crisis saying CO2 was bad, even though CO2 is what we breathe and it makes the plants grow. In fact, nothing would be green without CO2. And they scared all the children by saying that people doing ordinary things were killing the planet. So they passed a very nasty bill called Cap and Trade, so they could tax us for everything we do, like keeping our houses warm and driving cars. And that's why we can't afford to keep the house any warmer, honey.
Why did they do all this, Daddy?
To stop global warming, honey.
But they really did it because they want to kill that little girl. They don't want her to be born, in their own words. This is eugenics. This is about the globalists controlling society. Some folks took a government-paid-for, high-budget ad that says that bunny rabbits and dogs will drown and die, that they air in Australia, and they made a spoof of what it really means. Alan Watt, again, you understand that this is an incremental scientific dictatorship in their own words, but a lot of times you're a bit pessimistic. Speaking of solutions before we go to calls, I do see us having a fighting chance. I mean, I really am seeing a massive awakening happening right now, and I think that's why Zbigniew Brzezinski, as you know, about 5 weeks ago, gave a speech to the CFR in Canada, where you live, and basically said for the first time in history, the whole world is awake to us, and our world government's in trouble. And that's what their internal documents show. I mean, I don't think they're invincible. What do you think?
They're not invincible. It's the will of the people that's at stake here. And the problem is, and this is what they've discussed at the top themselves in their own books, they work out everything under a warfare strategy. And they've said that if those who are still making enough money to get by and so on, if they are making enough money, they will not join the rest at the bottom. So they're hoping to really segregate society from the haves and the have-nots as they push it further and further and bring up taxes and extra taxes and even value-added taxes. Britain, by the way, has just put up their value-added tax to 20% on every purchase. So they're hoping to do the same thing in America. So those who can keep affording it until it hurts them, they'll tend to neglect those beneath them who are really hurting.
And then the poor will become more vicious and start attacking the middle class, so the middle class will instinctively then kind of team up with the elite, at least in their own minds, when it's the elite that orchestrated the entire program to begin with.
Right. And what has to happen is, therefore, is that everyone has to have a quick education, that it doesn't matter what class you think you belong to and or how well you think that you're doing at the moment, they're going to take the whole system down gradually until you're all serfs and they get round to everybody in the end, because there's to be no middle class whatsoever left after this agenda is through. They've said that in all their writings, from Karl Marx right up through the Royal Institute of International Affairs, no middle class will be allowed. This new scientific society, the only replacement for a middle class will be a scientific elite. And that's what we have already. Look who Obama's appointed on all these different panels. These are more appointees than any previous government. And these guys were all the old hardline scientific socialist type communists that have been helping to write depopulation programs for years.
There's never been an administration this packed. I mean, they're all saying no Second Amendment, global extermination, one-child policies, eugenics, no free speech. I mean, they're in a group of authoritarian, goblin-like, pot-bellied, jowled, little human-hating trash.
Mm-hmm. And also what the U.S. and everybody else has to do is to kick off all these people, all these appointees, all these NGO groups that are now appointed to governments. We did not elect them. They have no say over our lives. And therefore they have to be kicked out completely, and government has to be taught. And you know this, Alex. Government, one way or another, government has to be taught, retaught, that they serve the people.
Well, notice it's not public servant. It's official. It's authority. And the media creamily calls them officials and bows down to them and gets the government press releases and with relish repeats the lies and bows to government. Everything's the opposite of what liberty is, just bowing and groveling to the petty signets of power.
That's right. This is a strange society where the public servants earn more than maybe 1,000 families combined each. So there's something wrong here, and let's get back to serving the people. They've never served the people in other countries. In the U.S., you were the only country with a chance, and I think the people have to regain that very, very quickly. And as I say, by one means or another, because we know the agenda. They've told us the agenda. They know what's in store.
Yeah, they're already poisoning the food, the water. Most of us are dead already with the soft kill weapons. Stay there, Alan Watt. We're going directly to calls when we come back. Key information straight ahead. Cutintothematrix.com, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
All right, we're going back to Alan Watt here in just a minute. By the way, everything we're talking about is in hundreds of government textbooks, policy reports. That's the frustration, is the globalists said 100 years ago they were going to build a global socialist system to bankrupt everyone and make us all dependent on a scientific elite to then carry out the eugenics extermination of the general public. And that's what they're going to do, and they're already poisoning you in the food and water. Some people send me emails and say, we live longer than we did 100 years ago. Depending on the period, around 30%, sometimes even higher, 50%, in between those gradients, people died by the age of 5 to 6 to 7. A lot of kids died at the first 6 months. You had a lot of infant mortality. So they average that in and say, the average person lived to be, say, 43 years old in 1860. Well, that's not true. If you made it past the age of 10, the average person lived into their early 80s. And if you look at infant mortality, they now admit that America has the lowest infant mortality. That is the highest rate of children dying, the highest infant mortality in the world, of any industrialized world, country. And I'm trying to hurry here, and I start babbling whenever I do that because I've got Alan Watt and your calls. But let me just take my time on this for a moment. There's different statistics from each year gleaned in different counties and cities. And they've gone back and looked at this. But here's a layman's way of explaining it. We have family cemeteries in East Texas that we visited. And you will see Jones, Johnsons, Browns, depending on what cemetery we're visiting. And 30% or more you know, every two or three graves, it's a year-old child, two-year-old child, one-month-old child, child stillbirth. A lot of the graves are children. So when you look at that, then you look at Russia. Their life expectancy is going way down. The United States is going way down. We are being poisoned. We are being killed. This is happening. So I'm done talking about that. I'm going to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. And then we'll go back to Alan Watt and directly to the callers that are holding. One of them is InnerHealth Botanicals. InnerHealth Botanicals, a fantastic company that's been supporting us for years, have been providing products for the past 5 years that give you the perfect solution to keeping your body healthy. It's a superfood, folks. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you energy and keeps you well. It even won the best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Try their NutriCafe Amazing Organic Coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Now that's something that you don't see on store shelves every day. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R, food, innerfood.com, or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to see all their available discounts for Alex Jones listeners. Simply click on the banner at Infowars.com and take a look at all of their fine products and their patriots. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And lastly, we've got four new T-shirts up at the Infowars.com online shopping cart. Four new T-shirts, and one of them is an American flag, and the stripes are barbed wire, and it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. Great way to start conversations. Another is In the Fed, Restore the Republic. Another one is Don't Tread on Me, Healthcare. And on the back, it says End Obamacare. We kind of thought we'd bastardize the name of Obama. Obamacare. Obamanoid, Barry Sotero, whatever you want to say. Yeah, there's that one, Infowars.com. And on the back, no, it's not a typo, ladies and gentlemen. It really says Obamacare because he's a bum. That's right, repeal Obamacare. And, of course, In the Fed, Save the Republic, Infowars.com. So those four new shirts available at Infowars.com, and your purchase of the shirts and the books and the videos makes the broadcast possible. But there's my favorite, Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. And on the back it says Legalize Freedom as well. And then we have my second favorite, that is Uncle Sam is a POW, and it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get the T-shirts. And when you get multiple T-shirts, there's big discounts, by calling 888-253-3139 or writing to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, going back to Alan Watt and your phone calls. Alan, I want to go to these calls, but then at the last few minutes of the show, any other points that you think are important that are on the front burner in Alan Watt's interesting and informative world, closing out the broadcast. But right now, let's go to Dan in Colorado. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Been listening to you for about 7 years. Hope you'll give me a minute here to go ahead and try to correct a wrong. I believe you're a phenomenal person that has a great amount of knowledge, but one thing you said today that just bothered me so bad, it was worth waiting the hour and 20 minutes to be able to say something. This business about the Catholic clergy not allowing men to be married promotes men having sex with men is bull. It's you know, the reality of it is, and there's from Associated Press, their insurance report indicates more child sex abuse amongst Protestants than
Well, sir, I mean, let me be clear. I'm not involved in Catholic bashing here, and I get criticized because I don't Catholic bash. It's a very popular thing to do, and the media promotes it. I know there's been debates in the Catholic Church, and just from my study of different navies and you know other groups, I mean, it seems to me you get a bunch of men together and they can't ever be with a woman that you're statistically going to have some problems there. But, you know, I was taking calls. I understand you've been holding before Alan Watt. But people just obsess over this stuff. The lady called in and says something about the Catholic Church, so I just threw in there that there is epidemic levels of child molestation going on all over the place. We talk about Congress and these congressmen. and how in powerful positions this is going on everywhere. And I don't think that can be denied, Dan.
Alex, are you going to allow me to speak?
Well, I mean, you're on the air, sir. I just responded. You had a chance.
Here.
Hold on. I'll put him on hold. You just allowed me. I mean, I allowed you to make your statement, which was a whole thought. And then I countered, and it seemed it made you really mad that I came back with my point about how child molestation is epidemic in power systems. And I'm going to get Alan Watts' take on that in a moment. But go ahead, Dan.
Or you can respect me enough to go ahead and want me to purchase your products.
No, put him on hold. Put him on hold. He's mad, see. And he's going to pick a fight with me because he doesn't like what I said earlier about how there's, I mean, obviously the Pope, I mean, if he's infallible, he said that it was wrong and he apologized. I mean, I'm not obsessing over this, but I mean, we don't really even get into these issues because it's already well known. But you're angry, Dan. If you want to put out your opinion or set me straight, go ahead. But if you're so enraged because I'm giving my opinion, then there's no point, Dan. Now, well, let's try one more time. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm enraged because you're talking over me. That's why I'm enraged. You interrupt.
Okay, put him on hold again. We're going to continue this. We're going to continue this, Dan. This is how this works. See, I don't sit there like these old fogey radio shows that nobody listens to where one guy talks for an hour and nobody interjects. People like hearing back and forth. That's normal unless you've got, you know, Alzheimer's. What I'm saying to you, sir, is that you made your counterpoint to me and then I made my counterpoint back, and you're calling that interruption. I'm going to give you one more chance to not repeat that I'm interrupting and tell me your view.
My view is you've got it all wrong. If you don't know who Bella Dodd is, who wrote School of Darkness, a Catholic communist agent, the one ahead and infiltrated the Catholic Church with over 1,000 men, also testified in front of Congress, put it back in the 30s and the 40s. If you don't know about that, you don't know what's going on as far as the battle within the Catholic Church. There's good and evil.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, so I mean, I don't know a lot about it. I got Catholic friends. They seem like good people that are out there, you know, standing up against abortion and things. Catholics are some of the best people I've met. My whole thing is I'm nonpartisan. I'm non-denominational. I don't weigh into all these religious infighting. That's a tool of the globalist. And I do know that that the communists and others said they would infiltrate all of the clergy to take them over and corrupt them. And I am aware of that. And actually we have talked about that, here on the show. So listen, Dan, why don't you write an article and send it to InfoWars.com with your points. And if it's well-written and sourced, we'll post it. You know, we have people that give us different views. Write an op-ed piece. Send it to writers at InfoWars.com. Okay? I appreciate your call. I'm sorry, Alan, to digress for 3 minutes on that. But, I mean, I just, the guy's really wound up. Do you have any comments to that?
It's divide and conquer. He's quite right that the Catholic Church was heavily infiltrated. Malachi Martin came out and said that there was, in the hierarchy and going up downwards, there was a group of homosexual priests there who covered for each other and were up to many other things which were definitely not Catholic whatsoever. It's a bureaucracy at the top, and it's infiltrated and it's gone its own direction. And since Vatican I and Vatican II, technically, they've helped to destroy what was left of the church. We've got to understand that everything that was an institution that gave values to people has been destroyed over the last 100 years. And what was left even of the Protestant religions, I can't even relate to them anymore, because they're almost like TV evangelists with feel-good attitudes and never look at evil, just be happy. Everything has been destroyed along with the morality that goes with it. And society has been debased to its bottom level. The deviancy in society is rampant through all society. Now, look at what they're watching on television. And I don't watch TV, but if I tune in once every 6 months to a year, I feel like I've come back from an alien planet and how far it's gone.
That's right, because they incrementally make it wilder and more sick and more mentally ill and just nonsensical. The cartoons are meant to screw the kids up and confuse them so they'll be rudderless. And if you don't watch a lot of TV, then when you come back to it, it is just laced with propaganda no matter what you're watching. I challenge people, you know, stop drinking tap water and then 6 months later taste how horrible it tastes. I challenge people to not watch TV for 6 months and then go back to it, and you will witness the programming. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, even in much music television for the youngsters, is simulated sex. I mean, it's almost, they're almost naked now, as well as taking the rest of their rags off, whatever they're wearing, because that's what you're seeing on television. That's the message to the young, that anything goes. Remember, too, they said that they're going to make the children obsessed with sex, even before puberty. And when they could do that, those children would never bond with a mate for life. It would not happen. Multiple sex. Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, said that very thing. He said, we shall push this till it becomes an addiction. And he said they will not bond and get married. Therefore, they can copulate as much as they want as long as there's no offspring. That's what we want. That's happened. That's already gone and passed.
And they all write books about it. They all state it over and over again. Mm-hmm. And again, I didn't want to digress with Dan. It's just that to me, it's a complete divide and conquer distraction. All I simply said is that I couldn't imagine not being married and having kids. And so that was the point I was throwing out there. Let's go ahead and talk to Al in Texas. Al, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you. God bless you. I know it's got to be stressful, you know, your job, and I can't even imagine the stress level that you're in, man.
Well, we do what we got to do, but thank you, sir. Any questions for Alan Water? Statements?
Statements, really. I'd like to let the people of Southeast Texas know that we have got to use our own printers and ink to print up the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We have got to get it out to as many people as possible. These documents themselves are really the most important things we have. And if people don't read them, if people don't understand them, then they have themselves to blame for what happens, you know, in the coming years. We are presently trying to organize a walk along the Mississippi River. Well, not along the river literally, but we're trying to get a bunch of copies of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to give, you know, hand out to people and, you know, show them, you know, the true documents and let them know what's really going on. You know, just they need to understand that these documents are law. This is what our nation is supposed to abide by. And
well, that's why we put free ones in with all the orders at InfoWars.com. Al, I appreciate your call. Aaron in Texas, you're on the air. Does anybody have a question for Alan Watt?
Yeah, I was actually wanting to touch on the subject earlier about the mind control and about, you know, I've been noticing a lot on the television with Connect a Million Minds. I know Time Warner is the one who's putting it on the air, but I don't know if you've seen that commercial at all.
No, what is it? I don't watch very much TV. What is it?
It's an after-school care for children.
Oh, kids' shows are just 100% brainwashing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a program that you put your children in. I've just seen it popping up recently. It basically just it talks about science and technology and how to progress your children's life, basically.
I've seen PBS shows, everyone I've tuned in with kids, about how great it is to take vaccine shots. Alan Watt, talking about children's programming, that's really bizarre when you watch it.
It is bizarre, but you know, it's always been that way, really, since the 60s onwards. Now, people realize that script writers are paid by governments to write cartoons with messages in it to do with environment and many, many other topics, preparing them for the life that they will grow up into, which will be entirely different from their parents. So they're being programmed that everything that they will experience in their life is normal. And when it comes along, they're pre-programmed from kindergarten up. But the cartoons, it's amazing. You know, almost every author in Canada that writes novels lives on a grant from the government, because we're socialist here, you see. Same in Britain. And they must write in all the politically correct updates and messages for...
Well, that's what my dad pointed out. He said he's always seen propaganda in science fiction and novels, but he says now almost every book he buys randomly that's a, you know, bestseller is about how patriots are bad and gun owners are bad and drugging people is good and world government is good. I mean, we're just swimming in brainwashing, which is the prima facie evidence of a tyranny.
It's tyranny, but it is to be a scientifically elitist-driven society. They say that we're post-democratic now. Democracy is too cumbersome. It's too many conflicting parties, therefore it's out the window. Regardless of the semblance they still give you for party opposition, it's really just an act. We're post-democratic. They're all on board with it. It's just an act for the public. That's all they are. That's all politics is now.
Well said, Alan. Let's jam in. Let's jam in one more here, hurrying towards the end. Monica in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to say that I pray for you and your family every day.
Thank you.
And I've been getting upset a little bit. Everybody's been giving you kind of a hard time about the Gulf. And I think you're doing an excellent job covering it.
And well, one guy called in and said I've never covered the Gulf. He said everyone was upset. It was a mass hoax. It's an attempt at petty programming to say everyone's mad at you. One caller said that, and then that becomes a self-fulfilling thing. We've been covering the Gulf probably too much, and they're using it as a distraction for their World War III with Iran. But stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Monica, and get your take on what's happening. Try to jam in J.D. and Laura, and then get a quick comment from Alan Watt before he leaves on what he thinks. Anything else important that he thinks we haven't covered here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Alan Watt has a lot of great material and information on his website, cutintothematrix.com, one word. Of course, our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go into rebroadcast in about 5 minutes, and if you're listening on the internet streams, in the first hour I covered the situation with Mexico just completely collapsing. And border state sheriffs begging for help. They're under siege. Plots to blow up dams in Texas by the Los Zetas CIA-controlled groups. This is the destabilization, the controlled chaos takedown of America. I wanted to jam in a few final calls, though, with Alan Watt. Always great to have Alan on with us. Monica, thank you for saying that you should appreciate our work, but anything else on your mind?
Yes, I was watching TV the other day, and something kind of alarmed me. Dr. Oz had a program saying how you can protect your family from anthrax. And I want to tell the American people that, you know, we have little time. And it's not fun to fight tyranny.
That's right. So they hyped anthrax attacks months before it even happened. And that's why on 9/11 I said they're going to launch an anthrax attack. And 3 weeks later we found out they'd already launched it. They pre-program. And when you know, it's incredibly obvious. Is that what you're getting at, Monica?
Yes. And they're also pushing for adults to get this new DPT shot. So that's something that should be alarmed to the American people. And look, it's not fun to fight tyranny, but we need to get off our butts and stop depending on Ron Paul and Alex Jones, because you guys do a great job, and you guys give a lot of your family time up to do what you do, and it's greatly appreciated.
Well, we appreciate you, but I'm not going to have a family in the future, and I'm not going to be able to have grandchildren if we don't turn this around now. I mean, I don't think people understand that I use the parallel or the, you know, the analogy of those old movies where you're trapped in the chamber and the water's pouring in, and if you don't figure out the combination, you're going to, you know, drown very, very quickly. Alan, any other key points you want to make?
Yeah, this G8, the G20 are going on now in Toronto. At the top of the list, of course, is the Gulf mess, and out of it will come the debate to do with the carbon taxes, energy conservation. We've already got smart meters put across Canada like crazy, just throwing them in there. And these things have they communicate directly to the electric masters, whoever they happen to be, by two methods, broadband and FM. And the purpose, according to them, in Britain, is that they can then cut you off any time they wish to when you've exceeded your allocated quota.
Oh, so that's already being done in California, and now the license plates are going to flash government homeland security messages and brainwashing. All the license plates nationwide, starting in California, will be little telescreen brainwashing messages. Alan Watt, have you seen that article?
I haven't seen that one. No, that's interesting.
California license plates may go digital. And it says image ad blaring license plates, and it goes on amber alerts and government messages. So now you're a slave advertising government propaganda. But going back to what you said, notice how Copenhagen and every other meeting they have, they've got to have a carbon tax for the G20. And now they'll have this new meeting and claim they just have this idea for the exact same global carbon tax treaty, which will fund the private central banks.
Yeah, they never change their tactics and their agenda. When they make a plan, doesn't matter what comes, they will run it through one way or another. But what's interesting, too, is that Canada, most Canadians don't even know it, they're using Canadian taxpayers' money to build big, giant CANDU, that's Canadian company, CANDU nuclear reactors in China right now. And we're paying for it from Canada because China, under the agreement to gas, is still a third world country, believe it or not. We can't even get them to repair our old ones here.
That's right. You can't have new coal plants there because of carbon taxes, but I saw that in your news. But you're paying for nuke reactors in China to run factories. Well said, Alan Watt. Alan, we'll talk to you again soon. Alan, of course, is in our film Fall of the Republic. Thank you so much for your amazing insight.
Thanks for having me on, Emmy.
Thank you. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now. Don't forget the free iPhone app. Listen to the show at InfoWars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.